Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here. Today, as was mentioned, I toured some of the neighborhoods affected and in some cases, unfortunately, devastated by the fires that you have experienced here. It was very important for me to come out myself and to see the damage and to have the opportunity to learn from folks here what their needs are. I met with state, local, and federal partners. I met with some survivors, and it was sure a privilege to be here to meet with the heroic men and women who have been combating the California wildfires since early fall. Countless communities, as you know, across the state have faced the devastating impact of these fires, and we're both proud of and grateful for the dedicated service of our first responders. As firefighters from all across the country worked to contain the blaze, FEMA worked with the state of California and MARC to approve fire management assistance grants. Fighting fires is expensive and very hard work, often dangerous work, but these grants helped offset the costs and allow and provide funding for additional manpower. We at DHS have been in constant contact with Governor Brown's office throughout these fires and will continue to do so. We really appreciate the very strong partnership that we have. I would like to thank all of the state and local officials and federal partners such as EPA and the Corps of Engineers for their tireless and dedicated efforts. I thank you all for your leadership in dealing with this crisis. And I'd like to thank all of the men and women of FEMA and DHS who have surged from near and far to help our fellow Americans in the face of these historic wildfires. We have learned solid lessons in coordination and partnership. We will carry these throughout the country to other disasters that we face. But there is still a lot of work to do. The fires left many Californians facing the daunting task of recovery and one of the largest debris clearing missions in California's history. To put it in perspective, I learned today that the amount of debris collected to date is equal to the weight of 4/5 of the weight of the Golden Gate Bridge. That is a tremendous amount of debris, and we're only just beginning. In addition to the grants, the president also approved a major disaster declaration for public assistance for some of the hardest hit counties in Northern California. This assistance can not only help with that debris removal and repair damaged infrastructure, but it also allows FEMA to provide individual assistance so households in places such as Sonoma and seven other counties can apply for grants to begin to rebuild their homes. I want to thank FEMA Regional Administrator Bob Fenton and Mark Gallarducci, the Director of California's Office of Emergency Services, who have taken time to meet with me today and yesterday to brief me on the status of recovery of the fires. According to CAL FIRE statistics, 245,000 acres were burned, and more than 8,900 structures ultimately were destroyed. The impact of these fires cannot be overstated. While the fires have been extinguished, the long road to recovery begins and remains. As the people of California begin to rebuild what these fires have destroyed, the federal government, FEMA, and DHS are committed to supporting the state and local authorities throughout the recovery process. We will be here, arms locked, with state and local officials to help California recover from the fires. I also am in awe of the community spirit that I've witnessed over the last couple days. Thank you all for your time today. Appreciate you standing with me in the rain. And if you don't mind, we'd be happy to take a few questions.